tourism, state of influx. Last year, Thailand received nearly 3 million Chinese tourists. This year, up until May, more than 1.5 million Chinese made a trip to Thailand, constituting the largest number of entries from a single nation, and the number is rising. Tourists from China spend their income around the world, but can also raise eyebrows over their lack of social etiquette. Complaints are often heard regarding their sometimes not-so-pleasant public manners. The popular Thai website Pontip.com has a few designated chat boards where people complain about the bad behavior of Chinese tourists. News of a Chinese teenager who vandalized a 3,500-year-old Egyptian mural made headlines everywhere. Recently, a Chinese woman in Bangkok published an e-book disparaging what she sees as the unacceptable behavior of her fellow countrymen while traveling overseas. For someone to get up and write a book that calls her own countrymen pigs, it shows that her resentment has reached a limit. The 27-year-old, who's now studying for an MBA at Assumption University in Bangkok, explored the world before she came to Thailand, and she usually has traveled by herself. Wei's book, meanwhile, is written from experience. In 14 scathing chapters, it comprises her own observations as well as anecdotes from a number of people she has met and talked to throughout her extensive travels to more than 40 countries. Pigs on the Loose sheds a grim light on the behavior of Chinese tourists in different settings and circumstances, such as in toilets, at hotels, and on airplanes, and their reactions to local religion and food. Some of the book's most direct attacks concern food hoarding antics and ignorant scribbling on ancient relics, but one of the worst is probably the inconsiderate usage of public toilets. People she talked to, writes Wei, have complained about extremely loud throat clearing and spitting while standing next to people at a urinal, and loud conversations between two Chinese who are in cubicles that may be next to each other or separated. Some hotels may have started to ban Chinese tour groups, Wei says, because their behavior disturbs other guests. But it is highly unlikely that the world will completely shun the Chinese, as they have emerged as a dependable and increasingly important source of income for most countries. Feedback for her book has come in many shades, but the title alone is enough to discourage Chinese publishers from accepting it. Chinese publishers are very against Chinese people writing about something that is true, but touches the very bottom. We're worried about losing face. And not surprisingly, quite a number of readers are enraged at how she describes her countrymen. However, Wei says, "I'm not criticizing everyone, only those with these behaviors, because there are a lot of good Chinese tourists too. People who don't have these behaviors shouldn't be offended and should try to admit that there are actually people like that out there." Chinese tourists who travel alone or as couples are the ones who want to explore and understand the culture, religion, and people. But traveling in a group gives you a sort of protection so you don't have to change yourself. She suggests that Chinese tourists smile more. It's always so easy to recognize a Chinese among the crowd because of their untrusting eyes. They can look hostile and hardly smile. While Pigs on the Loose is slowly gaining acceptance on ebook websites, hope for gradual change is on Wei's mind. "I just hope this will be a wake-up call to let them know how their behavior really affects the opinions formed by host countries." Foreigners believe that a majority of Chinese tourists are all alike, loud and disrespectful. I hope they can realize the problem exists and what image they have created for China. And unless their behavior improves, local hostility towards these groups will continue to rise.